This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm David Green.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. We're learning everything we can about the two Chechnyan men who are now described as suspects in the Boston Marathon bombing. Both were chased by police in a series of violent incidents overnight in the Boston metropolitan area. One of them, described as Tamerlane Tsarnaev, was killed. He was 26 years old. The other one, his brother, his younger brother, Dzhokhar Tsarnaev, is 19 years old and believed to be still at large. Police have converged on a residence, a building anyway, in Watertown, Massachusetts. It is not clear to us if, in fact, the surviving suspect is inside. Now, as we go throughout our coverage throughout the morning, we are relying on the local knowledge of one of our strong member stations, WBUR in Boston. David Boeri is a reporter with that station. He's on the line, and I understand, Mr. Boeri, you have gone to the residence where these two brothers have lived. Is that correct?
That's correct. I haven't actually gotten to the residence because Norfolk Street is blocked off on both ends this morning, and they're widening the area around it. The FBI is here along with local state police. They just did a detonation. It was a test detonation, and so they're expanding the area around it. However, I've been able to talk to the next-door neighbors and other people that knew the family well.
And what have they said?
The next-door neighbor describes a family, and by the way, she says the boys' parents are here. They live here. She describes a family that is a conservative family. She describes them as observant Muslims. The women wear hijabs. She said they stay to themselves. Very polite. The boys are polite. According to the next-door neighbor, she moved in 2005, and they were there, so they've been here at least since 2005.
All right, we're sorting this out live on the radio. Let's make sure that I understand what you're telling me here. We're talking about two brothers, the Tsarnaev brothers, and you're saying that they lived with this larger family of people that included women. Is that what you're saying?
No, what I'm saying is that they lived with their parents here.
They lived with their parents here. Okay, they lived with their parents.
And the parents are described by the next-door neighbor as being conservative, observant Muslims. The women wear hijabs.
Okay.
So that is from the next door neighbor. In addition, a local school teacher at Cambridge Ringe in Latin says he knows Dzhokhar well. He described him as an absolute sweetheart. He showed us a photo in the yearbook that was taken 2011 when Dzhokhar was named Student Athlete of the Month. He is a wrestler described as in fine condition, but the teacher Larry Aronson said he was absolutely shocked by this because the boy he knew was a terrific kid. He used the word, if there's one word I could use to describe him, it is sweetheart. He was stunned. He said the boy was popular in school. He had known him for a time and had seen him not too long ago, and the boy was in college. In addition, Steve, I need to talk to tell you that I also talked to a local auto body guy who says that he was working on a Mercedes that belonged to Dzhokhar's girlfriend. He was working on a Mercedes, and Dzhokhar showed up on Tuesday. That's the day after the bombing.
Mm-hmm.
He showed up on Tuesday, and he wanted the car, even though it wasn't ready. And Gilberto Jr., the auto body guy, told him the car wasn't ready. And he described Dzhokhar as being nervous. He took the car. Gilberto described the two boys as being extremely well-dressed, expensive clothes, and they drove expensive cars, he said.
Really astonishing details from David Boeri of our member station WBUR, who is in Cambridge near the residence of the two suspects. Our counterterrorism correspondent, Dina Temple-Raston, is in our studio here and has been listening with us. And Dina, this is the first I think I've heard of the larger family of these two brothers. We wondered, for example, if they'd come from Chechnya alone or with relatives. Now we're told they were living with their parents.
And we're also starting to know more about their backgrounds and how long they have been here in the United States. We now have details about Dzhokhar from our WBUR correspondent. I can tell you a little bit about his brother, Tamerlane, who is 26 years old. He went to Bunker Hill Community College. Apparently, he was studying engineering. He was a Golden Gloves boxer. And We have just learned that he was arrested in 2009 for assault and battery of his girlfriend, apparently. But these are the dribs and drabs of information as we try to put this together.
So one of them has a bit of a criminal background. Both of them, it seems, have been athletes, and we're just trying to gather more information as we can.
Okay, that we were just talking about Tamerlan Tsarnaev, who we believe, according to authorities, has been killed. His brother, Jokhar Tsarnaev, we believe is still alive and is being hunted by police. And we're joined on the line now by Zolan Young, who, as we understand it, knows Jokhar. And Zolan, what's your relationship to this young man?
Thank you for having me. And one more time, sorry, let me just start by saying, I work for the Globe, so I have to say that the Globe also...
You're an intern at the Boston Globe, yeah.
As far as loyalty to them. But my relationship with Jokhar, I actually live two blocks from him, and we were actually, I would say, very, very good friends through all 4 years of high school, to be honest. We were both student-athletes at Cambridge Ranger Latin, but beyond that, we were also very good friends. This was someone that I could always count on, throughout anything. And, this was somebody that... If I needed a ride home late at night, I could always know that Jokhar would give it to me. Jokhar never showed any signs of being violent or mean in any way, and really, I can't emphasize just how much of a courteous guy that he really was, and I think that's the general feeling right now in Cambridge and the surrounding community.
If I can just interrupt very briefly, there was earlier information that these brothers might have come only a year ago, but you're saying you've known him for several years in the United States. Is that correct?
That's false information if you've gotten that. Jokhar has gone to school... at Cambridge Ranger Latin since his freshman year, and I believe he went to the Moore School beyond that, yes.
And that would put us at least 4 or 5 years, perhaps, going back.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And, I know that because people knew him coming into freshman year. It wasn't like somebody that, nobody knew.
Okay.
Zolan
Young, it sounds like you know him very well. When was your last contact with him, either talking to him or seeing him?
Wow. I mean, to be honest, sir, I saw him this past winter break, so that would be the first week in January. We all like to go to a basketball court to hang out just like any other kids would like to do. And he was right there . And then he also texted me during the Super Bowl. I had some friends over at my apartment at Northeastern. And he texted me, asking, if I was having friends over. And I said, yeah, man, because I mean, this is one of my friends. So, I want him to come, but he never made it.
Ever meet his brother, his older brother?
No, sir. I haven't.
Did he ever talk about his older brother, Tamerlan?
Never into detail, no, sir.
And as you're watching this all play out today, I mean, these brothers are obviously accused of some very serious things. I mean,
right.
What has been your reaction to that?
To be honest, I mean, as you can imagine, I haven't had too much time to, recollect. But based off of the headlines I'm seeing, I'm still shocked. I can't accept it. And I think that, anybody that tells you in Cambridge right now that if anyone tells you that there was any sort of detail in this kid's character and this kid's attitude, in his, in his activities that he did daily that would hint that he would do anything like this, they're absolutely lying. I mean, I'm still absolutely shocked, even as I see the news and really the facts starting to point that he did do something like this. I still have to say in my head that, this was one of my friends, and this couldn't have never happened.
And do you plan to be reaching out to the family as you're watching this? I mean, what are your plans now, I wonder, Zolan?
I mean, to be honest, sir, I haven't really thought about that too much. I never met his mother or anybody that lived in his house, but this was someone who came to over my house there. I mean, all the time. I would never hesitate, not let him in. So I probably won't be reaching out to his family. One thing that I did hear, there was...
And we just have a few seconds left, Zolan.
His dad working on cars. Uh-huh. Is that true?
We're trying to confirm that kind of information this morning. Zolan, thank you so much for joining us on the line. I know this is tough watching all this for you.
Okay, no problem, sir. Yep.
Zolan Young talking to us about a friend of his, Jokhar Tsarnaev, who is being hunted by police as one of the suspects in the Boston Marathon bombing. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.